أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار. We discussed the background of the revelation of some of the verses of the surah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever lies in the skies and whatever is in the earth, make tasbih, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa huwa al-aziz al-hakim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz, Allah is almighty, al-hakim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all-wise. وَالَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ لِأَوَّلِ الْحَشْرِ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who expelled or removed those who disbelieve min ahli al-kitab, from the people of the book, min diyarihim, from the homes, li awwal al-hashr, at the first mustering or at the first gathering. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to the fact that when the Banu Nadir broke their ties with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, insofar as the treaty was concerned, they plotted to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given them a period of 10 days to now move out of the land of Madinah Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam banished them. But obviously at that time they thought that they had support from the Munafiqeen, which was not to be. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam laid siege to their fort, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now refers this to himself, that it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had banished them from the land, and it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who removed them from the pure lands of Madinah Munawwara. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about awwalul hashr, the first gathering or the first mustering. And this refers to the fact that here they all had to gather and they had to move away. And the second gathering would be at the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upholding the desire of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu further banished them out of the land of Al-Hijaz. And in this way, that is known as the second gathering, where they had to gather the goods and they had to leave from the lands of Al-Hijaz, that is what we would basically plus minus call Saudi Arabia. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala purified the land of the Ahli Kitab. مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addresses the believers, that you would have never thought that they would have left this land of Medina. They had come many, many years before. They had settled over there and they had made claims to the land of Medina Munawwara. But it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that removed them. And the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had done it was that they themselves broke the treaty that they had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُصُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ordered them to leave, and they thought that they would defend themselves, one of the things that the Yahud of Medina had was these fortresses. And they thought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they thought that certainly their husoon, their forts would keep them at bay, or their forts will protect them min Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum who were actually on the ground. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that to protect them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, the help that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down on those particular occasions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُ. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala approached them from places which they had not perceived. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is either speaking about His wrath, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the malaika, that the malaika of Allah had come down, and they had not perceived this help that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would create fear in their hearts. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبُ. And it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that placed in their hearts this fear, the awe that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. They were unable to protect themselves. They were unable to remain forever in their thoughts. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had them removed. But when they went, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them that you have 10 days to move out of the land of Madinah Munawwara. And whatever your camels, whatever your animals can take, you take with that. Obviously your arms and ammunition, all that will remain behind in Madinah Munawwara. So what they did, yukhribuna buyutahum, they began to detach many things from their homes, the doors, the rafters, etc. And in that way they destroyed their homes. And in that way they made sure that even the doors, the beams, the rafters, everything they had placed laden on the animals. And that is how they moved away from Madinah Munawwara. بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. With their own hands they destroyed these homes. وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And with the hands of the believers also their homes were destroyed. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us that we think that we are very safe in our homes. We also think that these homes, our permanent abode, will be here forever and ever. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this shows that there may be times when a person has to migrate. And of course, the greatest move will be when one moves from this dunya into the hereafter. Wa aidil mu'mineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in the ayats that come hereafter. Fa'atabiru ya ulil abasar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that, O people who have eyes, not necessarily the eyes of the face or the eyes of the head, but the eyes of the heart. فَاتَبِرُوا. Now you take lessons and take heed from here, that when you become disobedient to Allah, disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you break your contracts with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you break your affinity with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, such are the consequences that a person would have to suffer in this material world also. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.